Yeah, you didn't blow up out of nowhere. You weren't just like throwing stuff on the subway because you didn't like your coffee. This was like not.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you're talking about a brat, which I am not. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, Kaylin, you're expecting me to be awful. I'm not awful.
Hello and welcome to Rebel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda. I'm a producer at Realm.
And my name is Kaylin, and I am an audio producer and director here at Realm. Together, we help make the show you are about to hear called The Co-Founder. And you should stay tuned after the show for commentary from us and behind-the-scenes discussion, because we are going to talk about anger management and give you some sage advice. We'll be back after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this: talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Morning.
Oh, hey. What are you reading?
TechChan blog. Listen to this headline. After a successful launch, this game startup is winning.
Cool.
What's wrong? I can see you processing. Let me guess, everything went too well last night?
No.
Okay. Is it Valerie? Listen, I know you have some stuff to work out. I hate the idea of you two fighting over me.
No, we're not fighting over you. We're fighting over us.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of about me, right? You know, you told her you wanted me to stay. She promised she wouldn't interfere. She lied to you.
Yeah, but that's still about us. About the way that we want the company run. I've been trying so hard to get through to her. And then she pulled that stunt last night and then started a fight. And I just thought...
Don't feel too bad about her trying to have me poached. Any company would be lucky to have me.
Lucky is doing a lot of work there.
Ouch.
Sorry. I think I need coffee.
Oh, let me make you butter coffee. It gives you essential nutrients.
Whoa, let me stop you right there. You put butter in my coffee, and that means you want to fight.
Okay, Tiger. Noted. You know, if we keep getting press like this, plenty of investors will be knocking down our doors to throw money at us.
More money? More problems with Val.
How could she possibly be more upset about us getting more investors?
Maybe she thinks the only reason they showed up is because of you. But like it or not, you helped get Wiley off the ground. Even Valerie has to recognize that.
Or your company was saved because you finally have someone in your corner who actually supports you. Maybe...
Maybe what?
Maybe it's time that Valerie moved on from Wiley.
What? Absolutely not.
Face it, Juliet, you're the brains. You could hire a partnerships person that could replace Valerie in a second. Wiley could even have IPO soon if you want. And if you wanted to sell.
Sell Wiley? No. Is this how Eve felt when the snake was trying to talk her into biting that apple?
I'm not a snake, and to be honest, your relationship with Valerie isn't a Garden of Eden, but I do apologize for pushing a truth that will be clear to you soon.
Yeah, this conversation is too intense before I've had coffee.
I'll make it. You stay here and relax. I'll call you when it's ready.
No butter. Black and strong.
Like?
Don't say like me.
Black and strong coffee coming up.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 6.
Oh shit, we're out of beans. Toby! Toby? What are you doing in Raina's room?
Hey, you scared me. I needed to use the bathroom, but it was closed. I was afraid of running into Valerie right now. I thought I'd use the bathroom in Raina's room since she's not here.
Did you try knocking?
No, I didn't want to interrupt.
Val? Val, are you here? All clear.
Oh, good. Cool. I'll use that one. Where do you think Valerie is?
No idea, but she'll probably be back soon, so maybe we should skip the coffee and catch up later.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just do my thing, and I will be out of your way.
Cool, thanks.
This is Valerie. Leave a message. I'm making moves.
Hey, it's me. Just wanted to see what you were up to. Let's talk, yeah?
If you'd like to send your message, press 1. To listen, press 2. To delete, press 3. Your message has been deleted. Goodbye.
Fuck.
I know. It's like, just talk to each other. God. But Juliet felt like she deserved an apology, which she did. And this was her way of standing up for herself. It's not like people are good at talking about their feelings, you know? I mean, I know. So I decided to take matters into my own hands to help these two figure their shit out. I paid a follow-up to Mackenzie. Even though she and Val, quote-unquote, hate each other, I know there's still a lot of love there. And I promised you a story about women working together, so here you go.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, you're Raina?
Yeah.
Val and Juliet's roomie. How are you? You look healthy.
You too?
I assume you came here to discuss my little slip last night.
I had to see this scammer wall for myself. You were gonna tell Valerie and Juliet that they're working with someone who made it on here?
Why would I help Valerie, of all people? Oh, and why isn't she the one grilling me right now? Oh, so you haven't told her. Interesting.
I need proof before I go to them. I've jumped to conclusions about this guy before and crashed. Plus, Jules and Valerie are already stressed out as it is.
Yes, $1 million does sound stressful.
Okay, last night, you said Toby crapped on your company in the comments of the Wiley press release?
I have never in my life said the word crapped.
I was summarizing.
He didn't specifically call out CryptoCupid, but he may as well have put a target on my back when he alluded to CryptoCupid being an app you couldn't trust. That comment went viral. There were subtweets of subtweets. Ugh. I figured it was payback for me rejecting his phony resume last year.
And it doesn't sound like something you'd let him get away with. Not after shoving your own privacy nightmare back in your face, right?
Privacy is a thing of the past, like your Birkenstocks.
Wow.
But yes, I do abstractly intend for that peasant to get what's coming to him.
So you'll help Val and Jules take him down?
I do want to see him suffer, but I'm conflicted because I also enjoy watching Valerie suffer. I guess it's the girls before Earls in this case. The real question is, what's in it for you?
Hey, can't I just be looking out for my friends?
Friends. Interesting word choice. Well, when it comes to one of them.
Shut up.
A real knight in pothead armor trying to save her princess. I'll let you know when I find something interesting to take down Toby.
I didn't totally know what she meant. Or I pretended not to know. Ugh, feelings. Fuck, am I right? Are you sure you don't want some... No? Anyway, speaking of feelings, sometimes you just gotta cocoon till you figure shit out. That's exactly what Valerie did. She camped out at Derek's place until things cooled down with Jules, or at least until she got perspective. She was coming around to the fact that maybe she took it too far. That she just needed to listen to Jules more. But this part of the story, oof, this is the stuff of heartbreak, man. It's so sad, you know. They were partners. They were collaborators. You know, the origin of the word collaborate is actually Latin, laborare, to labor or to labor together. Not a lot of people know that, but I actually studied Latin. I've studied a lot.
Can I get you anything?
No, thank you.
You know, you have a 5-figure rent at the penthouse of Hustle Hub. You don't have to work at my apartment.
Thank you so much. It's just awkward. With Jules and all.
Uh-huh. Anytime. Just don't drag me any deeper into this. Is everything okay?
The director of partnerships at Playcube just emailed us about drop-in assets.
Ooh, is that Sky Morrow?
Back when Juliet and I were drunk-storming about Wiley...
Wait a minute. Drunk-storming?
New word. Brainstorming while drunk. Drunk-storming. Try it. Use it as much as possible. Anyway, I had this exact idea. Finding a video game franchise willing to license its characters on the platform as drop-ins.
Google says Playcube is notoriously tight-fisted about granting character licenses.
Sure, but they're reaching out, so that means they're game to play ball. Ooh, and I'm not gonna settle for some third-tier character either. I'm going for the gold. Minerva. She's the star of Playcube's number one series, a sleek assassin by way of a Roman goddess. An ideal first asset for Wiley and a huge step in our growth.
Okay, look at you being a boss bitch.
Ooh, setting this up now. Toby, hi. Got your message about Playcube.
Hi, Valerie.
Hey, did you hear me? Where are you?
I'm in Richmond, buying a motorcycle.
Richmond?
Oh, okay. About this Playcube email, can you forward it to me? I can schedule the call.
But he said he wanted to drop in.
No, he was emailing about drop-in assets, but don't worry about it. Just forward me the email, and I'll handle it from here.
Oh, I can schedule it, no problem. I'm headed back to the office now.
What about your motorcycle?
Paid for it in cash. Easy peasy. I've been saving up.
In cash?
A friend of mine who works as a nurse in the ER calls motorcycles donor cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Just email me your availability and I'll schedule a Zoom call.
Okay, I'd love to get it scheduled today or tomorrow. It could be big for us.
Sorry, I can barely hear you. Riding home now.
Jesus. Okay, I'll email you my schedule. I can take point on the call, okay?
Okay, Toby out.
Toby out? And you wanted me to poach him?
Sorry. Hey, Toby. Thanks for setting up the video call. Yes.
Of course, happy to host. And thanks for sending over that info about Playcube and Minerva. It was really helpful. Oh, looks like Sky's joining. Here we go.
Hey, Valerie, Toby, happy to jump on a call with you both.
The pleasure's
all ours,
Sky.
Thank you for meeting with us. Sky, I've been interested in drop-in assets since the inception of Wiley. This collaboration feels like it was meant to be.
That's great to hear. So tell me more about why you think Playcube is the right fit.
Well, I can start... Oh, Toby. Hey, I think I'm muted.
That's a great question, Sky. As the largest gaming company in the U.S., Playcube is the best in the industry.
Oh, Toby, my sound is turned off.
We believe in Wiley, and we anticipate our app will be revolutionizing gaming. Collabing with Playcube not only solidifies our credibility, but gets Playcube in on the ground floor of our skyrocketing venture.
That sounds fantastic. It seems like you guys were destined for great things at Wiley. I've been following you ever since the press release.
Wow, Sky, that's so generous. And I damn, Toby, hey, I'm muted again.
And of course, we can't deny PlayCube's cultural impact. I mean, look at Minerva. Everyone from an elementary school kid to a grandparent knows who she is.
Toby, can you please unmute me?
Okay, it looks like Valerie is trying to speak. I think she's muted.
Oh gosh, Val, you're muted. There should be a little mic in the bottom left.
Ah, thanks, Toby. Yeah, the joys of video calls, right?
The learning curve is tricky.
So, like I was trying to say, it's well known that PlayCube is cautious about character licenses, and who could blame you? You don't want an asset like Minerva just anywhere.
Okay, Valerie, I gotta stop you right there. We can't hear you again. Maybe it's your mic?
God damn it, Toby, are you serious? He muted me again.
Are you connected to a Bluetooth set? This happened to my mom the other day.
I think we might be losing you. Okay, let's just,
I think you're right. Val, how about I log you out, and you try signing on again. I'll take over in the meantime.
Oh my god, no, wait, no. Those are my talking points. Oh my god. Waiting for host to admit you? Oh my god, I'm going to murder him. Ugh!
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially, no cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/rebel50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Finally! Hey, Val!
He's a fucking snake, a cockroach. What? Lower than a cockroach. You would not—
Val, what's happening? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Toby totally fucked me. We were supposed to be working together all day on this thing with Playcube. And I swear, you've been working together all day?
You haven't texted me all weekend and you don't show up to the office, but you're working with the guy that you wanted to fire.
He insisted on setting up the call between Wiley and Playcube. Then he cut me out of the entire conversation. After I had prepped him, he literally silenced me.
Okay, so you trusted the guy that you've been telling me not to trust.
I only trusted him because you trusted him. And because you two took my access to his email account away.
Well, he deserves to have some privacy, Val.
Okay, I'm trying to confide in you, and you take his side every chance you get.
I'm not taking sides. I'm just trying to understand what happened, because when I saw him just now, he didn't mention anything about you two fighting.
You'd think he'd tell you all the shady shit he's been up to? You're so busy playing the little girlfriend that
I am not his girlfriend.
Hey, Jules.
Oh, is that the little fuckface? Tell him that I will end him.
Is that Valerie? I can hear her from here. What's her problem?
She's upset about the call earlier.
The call where we charmed Sky into the biggest partnership of our career?
Our career? Oh, he doesn't have a career. This manipulative, lying sack of shit.
Toby, can you give me a minute, please?
Can you give me a minute, sweetheart, baby bumpkin, smugger push? Like, listen to yourself, Juliet.
Ugh. How am I supposed to listen to myself when you're screaming in my ear, Val? All the time, constantly. It's you. You say you called to confide in me? How? You're just being hysterical. And frankly, you didn't even check to see how I've been all weekend, sitting up at Derek's place all day.
Wow. Okay, maybe I've been a little emotional, but this was different. You know what? Never mind. I gotta go.
Hey. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Just had a pleasant call with Valerie. She had some choice words about you two.
Did she mention anything specific?
Honestly, I don't care. I don't.
I have some news that might cheer you up. Check out the latest TechChan 31 post.
It's game on for Playcube's most iconic characters at the Valley Wiley-ist tech startup. Wait, you did this? Valerie had mentioned drop-in assets.
I know. I can't believe that she didn't move on it. Sky messaged me this morning, and it was pretty much a done deal by lunch. I thought she'd be happy.
No, that's amazing. That's been one of her goals for so long.
I ordered some pizza and champagne. I thought we could have a little celebration before heading out.
Sure, yeah. Maybe I should text her.
She might need to cool off.
Oh, wait, she's texting me right now. God, these little dots are just agony.
Maybe just put your phone away and enjoy
Oh, my God.
What?
She sent a voice memo. Look.
You know what? I quit.
Oh, man. What an overreaction. That's like unhinged.
Don't say that about her.
Sorry, it's just you called her hysterical, so I wasn't sorry. Just, I can't believe she quit via text message. Aren't you supposed to be best friends?
Back off, Toby.
I went to see Jules to talk to her in person about Val, the intel Mackenzie gave me. There was a lot to fill her in on. I thought I could get ahead of everything until I was intercepted by Butt Brains himself, Toby Johnson.
Everyone wants to use their privilege for good, but how? Using a proprietary algorithm that mines your credit card expenses, travel habits, and social media posts from yachts, we came up with the Privilege Score trademark. The more points you earn, the more you get to give away, like charity. You can convert your privilege into good without changing your lifestyle in any way. Instead, hand off your privilege points to those less fortunate, guilt-free.
And you know what? I really fucking hate this place. Let's just talk to Juliet and get out of here.
Raina, what are you doing here?
Juliet said she was here. I need to see her.
She, got some news not too long ago and had to bolt. Everything's fine, though.
What kind of news?
That's between us co-founders.
Dude, I'm as much of a co-founder as you are.
You could have been, with your huge trust fund and all.
What? So I have some family money, no big deal.
It's not a big deal to be the heir to the land and fortune. Valerie and Juliet don't know you're actually a fossil fuel princess, do they?
I'm nobody's princess.
I found your old ID in your room. Raina Pierce Landon. It wasn't hard to Google you after I found it. How do you think Valerie and Juliet are going to react when they learn you've been lying to them this whole time? They probably want nothing to do with you anymore.
You don't know them. It wouldn't be like that.
You've been lying to them about who you are. For years. You could have funded their dreams a long time ago. Do you think they're just going to get over that? Are you willing to risk it? Didn't think so. Still need to see Juliet? No? How about I show you out? Good night.
That fucking monster. Fuck.
Hey phone, please call Tobacito. What's his face? What is that dude's last name?
Hello? Ha, did it work? This is Toby's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Nah, fool me twice, but no, it didn't work this time. I'm just sitting by the pool having a nice afternoon vibe and I got to thinking, this GameCube collab is gonna be a problem. We need to make it go away. Thankfully, I love solving problems. I got some ideas. Call me back.
Everybody, thanks for listening to Revel and for tuning in after the show. My name is Kaylin West. I'm an audio producer here at Realm, and I am here with my coworker and friend, Rhoda.
Hello. How are you, Kaylin?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you about episode 6, which we decided we're going to talk about anger management.
Yeah.
Because there's some people in the show that could use some anger management tips, and I wanted to know you, Rhoda, tell us about a time that you, you know, got too heated. Maybe shouldn't have gotten too heated, and or what you do when you gotta calm down.
Yeah, yeah. I really, really felt for Val in this episode. You know, I think in some ways she had every right to go off the handle like that. But, you know, I mean, the problem is that it's just like not an effective strategy in terms of communicating to Juliet, who like doesn't live on that frequency, you know?
Right.
Like she's just like not that heightened and kind of needs a bit of an easier transition into the story. So yeah, I mean, you know, that being said, I think Val should have handled it differently, but I feel you, Val, you know, I really
yes.
do. Yeah, I have a not my finest moment kind of story.
Good, because I'm not the only one who can share embarrassing things on this hosting experience. So go ahead, tell us your not fine moment.
Yeah, it felt like a complicated matrix of things happening. But so when I lived in New York and I got on the subway and it was kind of crowded, there are often homeless people on mm-hmm. the subway, and there was a man, and he had a bench that a lot of people hadn't sat on near him. And so I sat down towards the end of the bench and kind of like glanced his way and then sat down, and he said to me, "You gave me a look." He was totally lucid, mm-hmm. by the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of totally sound mind, and a normal guy. He just had like an extraordinary amount of stuff with him, you know? And I said, "I didn't give you a look." And he said, "Yeah, you gave me a look." Like the implication being that he is a homeless man, and I kind of like glanced his way and kind of gave him a look of derision or something. But it just like was not what was happening in my heart, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was like, that's not what happened, right? And then so he just like kind of kept like egging me on, and it felt a little bit like, and it was like became a little bit of a performance because it was so crowded, you know?
Mm.
And then I was finally like, "You're not mad that I looked at you. You're mad that I didn't smile at you."
Ah.
And he was just like, "No, you know what I mean? Like, you see me here and I'm doing this," and I'm like, "It's not the problem." You know what I mean?
Right.
The problem is that like you didn't ask that guy or that guy or that guy or any other guy in here. You know what I mean? Like, "Oh, why did you look at me?" And it was just
yeah.
like, I, you know, I don't know what to tell you except, like, you have an expectation that I'm supposed to smile at you. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you want me to smile at you? Should I smile at you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I gave him this, like, fake smile, which, again, was, like, so... I had been so heightened and I was in such a bad mood. And I think I had actually said that I was like in a really bad mood and yeah. that I had a bad week and it was only Tuesday, you know? And then, like,
I know that.
And so
weeks,
I just
yeah.
started to like get really, really heightened because I was just like, I was trying to drop this and tell you that I wasn't giving you a look. Mm-hmm. And yet, like, you know, now we've escalated to the point where it's like a theater in which everyone's watching and I am unfairly bringing people into this because I'm like calling on men being like, do you want to smile at him? Do you want to smile at him?
That's
and,
funny.
And like at the end of it, I was just like, nobody needed that from me. Do you know what I mean? Like I could have just been the bigger person or whatever and like put my headphones on. Mm. But I just like, this was absolutely like my fault for escalating it because mm. I couldn't let it go. Like it really bugged me that I thought that there was, I think I was correct too, is that like I perceived that there was yeah. a gender issue, you know, around the way in which my face needed to look in public.
Yeah.
And, but you know, I'm also like absolutely, absolutely sensitive to his situation and how, in retrospect, you know what I mean? And
right.
how that might have been like, there's also an element of maybe it was an unconscious sexism on his part, but it, you know what I mean? But like, it was unconscious, you know
it
what
was,
I mean?
Right.
Like I couldn't let it go. And I was just like, yeah. so pissed.
yeah, I've definitely had days like that. I don't know if that was really an anger management issue on your part. I really don't. Like,
well, okay.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Maybe, okay, so it wasn't, you, yeah,
you didn't
this
blow
like,
up out of nowhere. You weren't just like throwing stuff on the subway because you didn't like
yeah,
your coffee. This
sure.
was like not.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you're talking about a brat, which I am not. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, Kaylin, you're expecting me to be awful. I'm not awful.
But that's kind of what I mean in terms of like Valerie. It's just like, you know, because like Juliet is only on the receiving end
yeah.
of what she believes to be hysterics. Like Valerie's not mm. saying anything coherent, right? She's like screaming. It's on a phone call. They
yep.
haven't talked
yep.
like in, you know, 2 days or something like that. And so, you know, I see where that it's that where Valerie's coming from is valid too, but it's like what you do with that emotion, like walking that higher path and mm-hmm. managing it in such a way that like you should not deign yourself to like kind of rise to this bait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's just so many temptations is the wrong word, but there's so many opportunities to get pissed off during the day. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And what, like, kind of our higher functioning brain, you know, separates us and, like, we should be able to control that. And that was a moment where, like, again, there was, like, a whole matrix of, like, social considerations mm-hmm. that I just could not manage.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what you're talking about with Val and Juliet is interesting because that's an interpersonal relationship that's they know each other and there's an interest in maintaining it. You know, that is a little bit different than strangers. I feel like when you reach that boiling point with people that you have to interface with, the thing that's going to help you in those situations is realizing that you are on the same team as that person
yeah.
and you both have the same desire for a good outcome. You know, getting activated and coming from that place of misunderstanding and hurt and pain is just not going to get you both to where you both want to go. When it's a mm-hmm, stranger, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like there is this sense of like distance and almost like danger
yeah.
assessment that has to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I totally relate to. But like in terms of like interpersonal relationships, and I guess this is mine.
Yeah.
But this is, so my bad anger management thing is that I was in a relationship once with someone, got into a really bad fight and decided that the relationship was done. There was no desire to rekindle it at that point
mm-hmm,
for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just done. And very much so like what you do in the movies, I put all of his stuff outside my apartment door.
Juicy!
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't my best moment because like he had a lot of really expensive stuff. And I felt really bad about it in hindsight because, like, that's not a kind thing to do.
Right.
But I was hurting and I didn't have a desire to, like, you know, consider this other person. I was really only thinking about myself. And I also wasn't planning on, like, that relationship was done at that point. That was, like, the final straw. The irony behind that is that we are still very good friends today. And I like to talk. We sometimes joke about that time that I was unreasonable, you know, now. But it's like we've reached that point. That was like 10 years ago. And so it's like we can look back on that and laugh, you know, because we are friends and we've been through a lot together. But it's like, yeah, that was not my best time.
You know, I think that there's so much of the things that we do that feel rash are just like a self-defense mechanism. You
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
And we're all kind of trying to manage that, right? Like that's the thing that we're trying to manage. And it's like, it's funny how all of these like emotions can like speak to each other or like bleed into other parts of our brain.
Right.
So that like, it just like, you're like, I want to protect myself. And then it activates into like lash out and then like,
yeah,
put these things away in the hallway, you know?
I want and it all away from me. Get it far, far away.
And like, you know, I hear that story and I'm just like, I share the sentiment that I'm like, I don't think it was like the most unreasonable thing you ever did, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. We're like, hey, talk about that time where you did something really awful and needed to like calm down. And we're like,
is it so bad?
Validating each other through it.
But like,
so I don't know.
Yeah. What are we doing?
What are we doing? This is supposed to, we're supposed to be giving advice on how to calm down. Anyway, take 15 minutes, step away. Don't be activated. Set a timer, go for a walk. Anyway, mm-hmm. Do what we say and not what we do, as they say. Rhoda, thank you so much for giving anger management tips with me. I hope that our listeners can find this really helpful and also not do what we do.
Thanks so much. We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to Revel. We'll see you next time. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with your friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited at realm.fm or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also find more shows like this one by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Kaylin West. You're listening to Revel, the co-founder. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Monsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Osadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson.